We sure like the idea of optimizing and maxing things out these days. That's perfect. Got to have precise math and have everything lined up. And in order to be successful financially, you have to do planning. And obviously, these projections and the numbers, you have to have them. And if we're not paying attention to the human side of this equation of personal finance, of money and how it all works, then we're missing a really big chunk of it. And here's the challenge, opportunity, here's the risk and the wisdom. Just think about if you spent, and you will, spend 40 years, 40 plus years saving for retirement, just socking money away, accumulating assets, making investment decisions, following the plan, finally getting there, and you've amassed this small fortune, but you're here and you are scared to death of spending too much of it. And so what do? You spend a lot less of it because of that fear. This new JP Morgan study, this 2026 Guide to Retirement, came out, and it really shed light on this very, very human problem when it comes to retirement income planning. And this is a problem that afflicts probably all Americans, millions of Americans, but there is a big differentiator that they discovered, and it's this. It's the households with more guaranteed income end up spending 44% more in retirement than households with similar wealth that primarily rely just on a portfolio, so an investment portfolio. So again, 44%, if you have some form of guaranteed income coming in, you're going to end up spending 44% more. It's not because they're richer, it's because they feel safer. And the real problem here that we're up against is that for decades, we've treated retirement as some kind of an investment problem, where if you accumulate enough and you invest wisely, you're not going to run out of money. And that stuff really matters. But once retirement actually begins, once the rubber actually meets the road, that's when it's a different challenge, because now it's less numbers and rates of return. It's a psychological problem. And you've spent your entire life, spent your entire adult life finding financial success through saving, through delaying gratification, which is the hardest thing for us to do. So you did it. You didn't overspend. You favored the future over the present. It's amazing. And now all of a sudden, you're told, go enjoy yourself. You don't have to work anymore. You found financial security, financial independence. Go have a great time. But why would we think that you can just flip a switch and change your behavior that you've been exhibiting and demonstrating and executing for 40 plus years? Why would you be able to do that? And the answer is, obviously, based on that JP Morgan study, people don't. Because when every dollar that you're spending feels like a few, like you're actually pulling a dollar off a large pile and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller, well, that is psychologically very, 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 very difficult. So how do you do it then? How do you circumvent that? How do you get around this problem so you don't fall into the same trap of spending almost half the amount of money and therefore having half of the enjoyment, potentially half of the experiences, half of just the impact? Maybe it's like, where is this money going? You're either deploying it for your own pleasure, fun. It's your money. You're using it versus you don't. So you think about your working years. I do not look at my investment account before deciding if I'm going to go out for dinner tonight. I don't wonder if I look at the S&P and it's red for the day, if I should just stay home and not go grocery shopping. Why? Because when I'm in my working years, most of us have some kind of a paycheck that's just showing up next Friday, every other Friday. And that helps create a form of confidence, just because it's certainty. I just know more money is coming versus I have this pile and it's getting smaller. And when we are in retirement, the paycheck oftentimes stops. And so Therefore, we have a lot less confidence. So instead of receiving income, we start consuming these assets that we worked so hard to get. And those are two very, very, very different things. Two very, very different things. Instead of just benefiting from the golden goose, now I'm eating the actual goose. So one, if I'm actually taking bites out of the goose, that's very finite. If I'm just living off the eggs, that's very renewable. So it's an interesting paradox, isn't it? And when you dig a little bit deeper into the research that JP Morgan did, it's not that the people with the guaranteed, with more guaranteed income weren't necessarily wealthier. They just behaved differently because they traveled, they spent more money, they helped family, and they more thoroughly enjoyed their retirement. It's not because they had more, it's because they had permission to do it. And that is a really important distinction because money doesn't create freedom. Confidence creates freedom. So before anybody says, so you're saying everybody should buy some kind of an annuity. Well, no, I'm not saying that. Guaranteed income can come from lots of different places. You have it in Social Security. Maybe you have a pension of some kind. Perhaps you have rental income. And of course, there are some annuity products that make sense, but there are other contractual income streams. The point isn't the product at all. This is not an advertisement for, you know, going and talking to your favorite financial advisor and talking about annuities. The point is the outcome that you want. And that outcome is covering your essential expenses with that reliable income. I think that that just allows you to actually enjoy the retirement that you've been building for decades and decades and decades. I mean, the proof, the verdict is in. This study just confirmed what we already know. And when you frame it the way that I just did, I think that it's probably a pretty compelling case. You have worked so hard to amass this small fortune. Why would you want to see it disappear? And then that distinction between actually starting to consume the goose versus continuing to consume the eggs, I think that that is also compelling as well. And then maybe think about this. What is retirement really for? Have you ever thought about that? What is it really for? It's a bigger question. Why did you save all that money? To look at it? To know you have it? Or to improve your life? I think that too many retirees win that accumulation game. But then they lose in they lose from an enjoyment, from a quality of life perspective, and they end up dying with tons of assets. And maybe that's what you want. If that is, then by all means do that. But I don't think that that's what it was entitled, or rather intended to be. So, because along with that probably comes some kind of a lifetime of deferred experiences as well. Things you always thought that you were going to do, or that you wanted to do, but because of the way that you structured your retirement income, you didn't feel confident or comfortable doing it. So that's no good. I think that most financial decisions aren't really about money. They're about what's important. And guaranteed income isn't valuable because it guarantees income. It's valuable because it gives you confidence. It gives you confidence to spend, confidence to be generous, confidence to travel, confidence to sleep like a baby, confidence to live your money, live the life that your money was supposed to create in the first place. Because ultimately, wealth isn't measured by the size of your portfolio. It's measured by your ability to allocate your resources how you see fit, to spend your time how you want, to give your attention to what you want to give it to devote your energy to those things that are most important, and of course, your money. So building an aligned life, having a successful and effective and enjoyable retirement means having that confidence and being intentional about it. So again, I don't think the most financial decisions are really about money. They're about what's important and what matters. It's your family, it's freedom, it's security, it's opportunity, it's finding peace of mind. So I will make this pitch or suggestion or offer. If you are looking for somebody who understands and can help you determine what matters most to you and then can align your financial decisions with it, you can click on the link in the show notes to be connected with a meaningful advisor who conducts themselves and their business with your most important goals in mind, with that framework of understanding what truly matters, understanding what must be done in service of what matters, and then designing a plan that's reflective of that, of being really intentional. That's the philosophy that I think is appropriate and the right way to do financial advisory, financial planning, however you want to think about it. And foundationally and fundamentally, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial life and your financial success than you are. So act accordingly.